this is this political calculus. You know, it sells to say the West is patronizing, so we're going to be defiant towards them. Right. This makes the junta look good in the eyes of a certain portion of the Nigerian population.
Right, because they already have a good majority, or maybe not a majority, but they have a significant number of Nigerians who don't like the French, and now they're increasingly upset with Americans. So this plays into that game plan.
Right. It plays into this. Now, I mean, what's new here is the anti-American thing, which generally has not been a factor. That caught me by surprise. But one possible explanation is maybe there is a rise of anti-American discourse going on, for instance, on social media. And if that's the case, then we can certainly blame the Russians for that. But it may just be sort of the work of China, you know, the Nigerians themselves, like basically wanting to lump the Americans in with the French and sort of as if, like, you know, it's all the West, right? The West are the imperialists, the neocolonialists. I mean, it's all absurd, but this is the ideology. And they're looking for excuses, they're looking for justification. They also want to understand why the situation in Niger is so terribly bad, notwithstanding Western aid. And this is also something that I hear, like they say, like the Americans say that they're helping us, but look, despite all this American assistance, everything's still really bad in terms of terrorism, which is true, but that completely misunderstands the help that the Americans were actually offering. And the fact that the American help was, we weren't giving them silver bullets, right? To sort of magically end the jihadist insurgencies. We were giving them help so that they could do it themselves because they have to do it themselves. And so blaming us becomes a justification for the fact that they haven't done it themselves and they're not succeeding and things really are very bad.
Are you optimistic at all, given this current circumstances, that the U.S. will be able to maintain some kind of presence in Niger?
No, I'm not. I don't think the U.S. will be able to. I think that the junta is really determined to oust the United States, again, because of these. It's a cheap political calculus, but I'm not optimistic. I mean, it's entirely possible that fast forward 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that a new junta, a new regime, is going to discover that, you know, gosh, we're really in trouble here, guys. Hey, America, can you help us? Hey, France, can you help us? So who knows? But certainly in the foreseeable future, I don't think so.